Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. Matt, it's good to be here once again.
It's great to have you here as a guest presenter, Richard.
Yes.
Always a pleasure.
It's nice to be here just as a guest, knowing that 4D is well and in Barbados.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He's having a well-earned break.
Yes.
I think we can all agree he deserves a treat.
It is indeed. This is the Rock and Roll Football episode that went out over the Easter weekend. It's all a bit disjointed. Back in our childhood days,
yeah.
Everything sort of was... There was a Good Friday game, then there was an Easter Monday game.
Yeah,
and the Premier League's moved away from that, and I think that's
a shame. All across the Easter break, games coming thick and fast. But yeah, a lot of stuff has been, a lot of goals happening this afternoon, and then we discussed the boat race at one point.
Yes.
I was the victim of a cyber attack.
No. I'm not going to say too much. But I don't think.
That's how I'm selling it.
You were the victim of a cyber attack.
Yeah,
can you be the victim of a cyber attack if you leave the defences open?
Look, it's not my fault, the virus protection. They've stopped paying for it here at...
We don't know that!
Well, that's what appears to have happened, but we don't know. And then we also...
You've been doing a sexy bot dance.
No, look, hopefully it will be fixed because it's. I don't want to have to tell the boss that I got the computer infected by a virus.
Because he's on holiday.
Yeah.
Not with them, 4D.
Not with 4D. No.
Anyway, yeah. We'll let you get started with this episode.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
It's time for the rundown.
Yes, roll away your stone, I'll roll away mine. An ancient Mumford teaching from Brother Marcus and the Banjo Boys in the year of our Lord 2010, which really 14 years old, that song. And it, of course, references the tomb of Jesus Christ, where his resurrection took place after the crucifixion on Good Friday. Renewed life, a spring reawakening. And that's what's happening in the Premier League this afternoon after the international break. Super Saturday did follow the Good Friday, and all the fans rejoiced. For today, we have 5 3 o'clock kickoffs with plenty of teams in need of some redemption, not least the Garibaldi Reds of Nottingham, their very own King Solomon, Evangelos Marinakis, punished for splashing the cash with his frivolous attitude towards transfer spending, resulting in a 4-point deduction, putting the in the Reds men below Luton Town and in the drop zone ahead of this must-win game at home to Crystal Palace. If only we hadn't bothered signing Jesse Lingard and John Joe Shelby, it could have been so different. He threw a lot at it. Some of it stuck, really putting the WTH into FFP. You'd think he'd take a 4-point deduction as a result, the gamble paying off, but it's being appealed, meaning we potentially won't know who's staying up or going down until the season finishes. You really cannot celebrate anything in the moment in modern football. A goal goes in, you have to wait for VAR, your team stays up, but you might be relegated, and if an appeal goes through. Is this why we fell in love with the beautiful game? And another team mired in the BS from the PS, the profitability and sustainability rules, is Everton, who've already had points deduction with more potentially on the way. Life is far from sweet for the Toffee men, with Happy Slappy Deitch now trying to rouse them from their state of limbo at Bournemouth this afternoon. Elsewhere, Chelsea, who seem to be exempt from the rules on spending, are at home to Burnley. Rock bottom Sheffield United take on Fulham, and the other key relegation threatened side, Luton Town, are away at Tottenham. Will the big Ange Easter Bunny be dishing out sweet treats or rolling over for a tummy tickle today? It's hard to tell what Spurs team will turn up from game to game. All shall become clear by 5, and it's live! On Rock and Roll Football.
It's a work of art. It's Matt with Richie this afternoon, and we have a goal at St James's Park.
Matt Ritchie's probably on the bench for Newcastle.
It's the Matt Ritchie show.
Why have we not realised this? I hope he comes on as a sub. That would be an amazing moment. He is. He's on the bench. They've made all their substitutions. Matt Ritchie will not play a part.
Oh, what a shame.
Anyway, yes, the big news is Newcastle have got a goal back. Another penalty for Isak. So it's now Newcastle 2, West Ham 3.
12 minutes to go. I've got that down as a draw, so there's still a chance.
Yeah, it could happen, could happen.
Fulham are away today. The reason they have to be away today is because it's also the boat race today. That's the other big sporting thing going on.
Is that true? Is that a fact?
It is, yes.
You can't row past the Fulham ground when there's a home game on.
Well, I would imagine it's a policing issue.
Yes, it will be distracting for them. Yeah, if you've got people in the area.
Yeah, and you know how rowdy the boat race audience are as well.
How rowdy those Fulham fans are. So noisy, that noisy rabble. Yeah.
You got a favourite boat race team, Matt?
Not at all, no. No, I just find it the most interesting thing this year is that there's E. coli in the Thames, so they can't swallow any of the water.
Yes, they can't.
That's what's really making it spicy this year.
Well, because the tradition is that you throw the cocks in at the end, don't you?
Exactly. You're not putting your cocks in, Matt, are you? Come on.
Still a couple of minutes left in added on time in this ding-dong battle between Newcastle and West Ham at St James's Park. It's 4-3. From what we hear, Eddie Howe dancing down the touchline, David Pleat style from back in the day.
Yes, lovely to see.
Now, when we were talking about this show this afternoon, because it's been planned, you might not believe that, we did talk about doing some Easter-related footballing puns. And Eggie Howe.
That was the best one.
It's
a genius Easter-related football pun, isn't it? That
yours was. You got a very good one. That's a little bit more highbrow, a little bit more traditional Easter.
Mine were a bit hit and miss. Judas Bellingham
is brilliant.
Was the pick of the bunch.
Judas Bellingham is so good.
We surely have to put together an Easter 11.
Iscariot Kane.
Yeah. Oh wow!
Thank you. Come to me. What's your verdict of what's coming so far?
Well, I mean, Eggery Concert is quite good.
It's an anonymous one.
They're mainly egg-based, though. I mean, we need to branch out a little bit, I think.
Yeah, Chris needs to brush up on his RE, I think. Declan Rising instead of Rice.
Yeah.
But then he goes on with, instead of Eden Hazard, Eden Herod. I've got a feeling Herod turns up at Christmas, not Easter.
It's not great. It doesn't really work either as a pun. It doesn't sound right, does it?
At all. But, I mean, that's by the by.
Thanks for getting involved, then.
He's not finished. Yeah, he also suggests that a commentator for this Easter football would be Pontius Pugacz.
Oh, well, that's better. That's got a nice ring to it, Pontius Pugacz.
Not bad. And then Sam suggesting he doesn't know about the players, but the whole competition would be the Hot Cross Bundesliga.
Oh, no, that's excellent.
Staring us in the face after three are five Premier League kickoffs on a Saturday afternoon.
Yes,
what a treat.
It's like the old days, isn't it? Before telly came along and ruined the schedule.
Let's go for some quick-fire predictions. Bournemouth-Everton, go.
Oh, Bournemouth-Everton, I think Bournemouth will win 2-0.
Chelsea-Burnley. Do you do anything quickfire?
No.
No.
Sorry, you're coming at me really quick.
That's what quickfire is.
2-0 Chelsea.
Forest Palace.
I don't want to discuss that. I'm too nervous. I can't put a jinx on that.
I feel like Fordy should be here to do some kind of political impression rather than saying that. Sheffield United, Fulham.
I think Fulham will win 5-0.
And Spurs Luton
3-2 to Spurs.
The David Pleat derby. What's the etiquette here, Matt?
I sort of think maybe you should do this.
Jean-Philippe Miteta has scored for Crystal Palace, who lead Nottingham Forest 1-0.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
All calm on the Western Front at the moment, although you need another Forest goal. Well, you need a Forest goal.
Things aren't going well from a Forest perspective. Losing at home to Palace with Luton 1-0 up at Spurs, this is the worst case scenario at this stage.
I've noticed that you've started eating your Easter egg at a fastened speed now.
Hopefully I can find some solace in chocolate.
And also hopefully you can find some solace in your computer rebooting, because I'm not going to say too much.
I've just been attacked by a virus.
He's been attacked by a virus. You can work out how that virus has happened. But he's obviously craving to find the most up-to-date news of Forest versus Palace.
Say no more.
Say no more.
We've already said too much.
Easter footballers.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. We're trying to compile an Easter 11 this afternoon. Some good suggestions are coming in now on Twitter or X, as it's called now. We've got Dan with Mary Magdalinesman.
It's very good.
Mary Magdalinesman. And little Jason's said, I do hope you have space up front for the Heung-min Son of God.
That's very good.
It's very good.
It's very good indeed. So sadly, if you gave them the official title these days, Mary Magda Assistant Referee doesn't really work, does it?
Yes, it doesn't work at all, no.
Half time in the Premier League means we switch sports. And it's halfway through the university boat race. Matt,
yes.
Tell us what's going on.
We've done this on the show before. there's two. I literally can't tell which team is which. Because the sun's shining so brightly and the contrast on our telly is so bad.
Yeah.
They basically, both teams look the same.
Yeah.
As their
it's just two boats.
As their oars cut through the sewage-riddled water of the Thames. One team is in the lead, is all I can say.
Yes, with all the E. coli that is in the Thames, this is actually probably the most...
Cambridge there, right, so that's... Well, Cambridge are in the lead, I think.
Of course, rough, isn't it? Oh,
yeah.
No, that's the boat's behind.
The police boat is causing a right scene.
Well, that'll be just in case there's some Just Stop Oil people, I guess.
Yes, flowing. I suppose so. Just Stop E. coli.
Yeah.
Might be there.
I'm not sure there's much of a future for live rowing on Rock and Roll Football.
No, Rock and Roll Rowing is not a show that's coming your way anytime soon.
No, being there, it might be an absolute radio premium station, but we'll wait and see.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.
Well, there you go. That was fun. I always love being here. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolute pleasure to be here with you. Yeah, Fordy's back next week.
Yeah, were you back together?
I'm not here, no. Oh. So there's going to be a mystery co-host. We don't know yet. TBC.
Yes.
I'm going to be going away and speaking to the people at McAfee.
I was going to say, will the mystery co-host have a computer to work
That's
with?
That's why I'm not going to be here. I'm going to hopefully go away till it all dies down. And then hopefully by the time I come back, we'll have a new PC in here.